Well, Marcy has just handed me the envelope. It just came to a close 6 minutes ago.
You have an envelope in your
own. I do. You can't see it?
There it is, yes. Okay. Now I can see it.
Yeah, that's definitely an envelope, and I'm opening it up, and the winner of Marcy's Match Madness, how do you say that?
March Madness.
March Madness is... No surprise, really. Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Woo!
Second year in a row. How about that? They're on a roll.
Yeah, they just crunched the Red Hot Chili Peppers, whom they were up against in the last bracket. 36% for Chili Peppers. 64% for those guys right there, Led Zeppelin. I think we're going to do a hell of a lot of celebrating. Drinking, of course, unnecessarily.
Which you seem to have started over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So more should continue.
Okay.
And then tomorrow for twofers, a hell of a lot of Led Zeppelin, I think.
All right.
Pretty much all.
Because they won for 2 years
in a row. They won!
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
To you as well. Let's talk about today's show.
Okay.
What if you could get a weed-themed license plate?
A weed-themed... Boy, that's got to be hard to squeak past the man.
Yes, but in Colorado...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
They're auctioning them off. And they're raising money for people with disabilities.
Look at that.
Right.
There's a way to deal with it.
That makes sense, then.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy?
You got some of the possibilities?
I do.
Oh, sweet.
I do. I'll tell you about those coming up. Uh-huh. Why are people acting so weird?
Why has everybody gone crazy?
That's the truth.
That is a fact.
That is an article in The Atlantic that we'll be talking about in a second. Headline is why people are acting so weird. People are dumb coming up. Positive news from Ukraine. What food do you like more than you should?
Ice cream. You?
Well, ice cream as well. But
pizza.
Pizza. No, I think pizza is deserved.
Yeah, really? You know what I mean? We all deserve pizza.
No, but I'm saying you like it more than you should.
More than you should.
I'll give you my example.
Okay.
Uncrustables.
What's an Uncrustable?
It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without the crust.
Oh, without the crust. So it's just white bread.
Yeah, and it's just prepackaged.
Right. Okay.
And it has to have all kinds of...
Wait, you can't make your own damn peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I can, but I love Uncrustables.
Really? Why? Yeah. Why are they so good?
I don't know. I really don't.
Interesting.
I don't think they deserve it. Like, I wouldn't say to you,
right,
you should try it. This is the best thing ever.
Right.
But I love it.
I got that. I got a lot of those, I think.
Okay, so we'll talk about this right coming up as well on 95.5 KLOS. I always tell you that's not annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very annoying. Stop doing that.
Oh, good. Woo! Oh, poor Kevin. I'm sorry, Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
The Atlantic headline is why people are acting so weird.
Yeah, what's going on, people?
Crime,
humans?
Unruly passenger incidents, other types of strange behavior have all soared recently.
That's
why?
True. Yeah, what's going on?
There's a partial list. Will Smith smacked Chris Rock.
Yeah.
At the Oscars.
Good example.
Last week, a man was arrested after he punched a gate agent at the Atlanta airport.
Come on.
Americans are driving more recklessly, crashing their cars, killing pedestrians at a higher rate.
I've seen so many crashes and insane stuff out on the freeway in the last 5-6 months in particular.
Early 2021 saw the highest number of unruly passenger incidents ever, according to the FAA.
Yeah, everybody used to be cool on a plane. You're like, all right, we're all stuck here. Everyone sit down, shut up.
Healthcare workers say that their patients are behaving more violently. At one point, a Missouri hospital planned to outfit nurses with panic buttons.
Wow.
What on earth is happening?
I mean, you'd be cool to your nurse, man. She's sticking things in your body. You want everything to be cool.
I would think you would want to, yes.
Right?
Well, I thought we would perhaps bring in an expert to help us make sense of this.
Sweet.
And we go to the Heineken 00 hotline for Ryan Martin. He is a professor of psychology and an anger specialist from the University of Wisconsin. Hello, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. So why are acting so weird?
Well, unfortunately, it's sort of a perfect storm of emotional stress that most Americans certainly have been going under for the past 2 years since this pandemic. It's a situation we refer to in the academic world as high stress, low reward situations.
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly being pressured, constantly dealing with stress, and not much relief and certainly not much reward at the end of these experiences. So everyone's at a very high level of stress, and so that tipping point becomes much easier to achieve.
That encapsulates it perfectly.
That makes
right
a lot
there,
of
I
sense.
Think.
So,
yeah.
So what is your advice?
Well, problematically, the potential for confrontation is much higher as well. You have half of the country hating the other half politically,
right.
And people are using more alcohol, getting less sleep. Physically, there's an enormous amount of stress as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess tell everybody just calm the F down, I guess, is what I would say.
What? I mean,
we could have come up with that answer.
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't you? Just tell people to stop it.
Well,
you're on the radio. Why don't you use your radio and tell people to stop it? You have an opportunity. But I'm a guy sitting in a classroom. I got like 40 kids I'm talking to. You're on the damn radio in a city where you can tell people.
Okay, so we should just tell people to chill out?
I guess so. Okay. Maybe try it. How the hell am I supposed to know? I don't walk in your Crocs.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A hell of a People Are Dumb coming up in a minute.
Oh, really?
That's pretty good.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty strong. First, though, Colorado to launch auction of 22 cannabis-themed license plates.
Oh, I need one.
This is a thing that everybody loves.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge, I wouldn't try to get a personalized license plate because I don't really care. But a lot of people really love it.
I would want to put it on my car. I want to just have it. I would just keep it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's an odd choice.
Because, it's going to get stolen a lot, I would think.
Well, that's true.
I don't want it on my car.
That is true.
Yeah.
And they do try to, slip some through the DMV,
sure.
And the DMV catches a whole bunch
mm-hmm.
of them. But Colorado is saying, you know what? Let's auction them off. They have 22 cannabis-themed license plates. 420 is one of them.
Oh, the ones you can actually have, and
yes.
They will stamp their approval on it.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Hash is one. Toker is one. Blunt is one.
Nice.
Cannabis is one.
Can you imagine driving around? That's your car, man. You got it says blunt on that guy's license plate, man.
B-O-N-G-W-T-R. Come on.
Don't
who doesn't
spill
want
it.
That?
Yeah, right?
So there's 22 of them,
wow.
And the way they're handling it is they're auctioning them off to people who live in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And then they're using the money for Coloradans with disabilities.
Oh.
So they're literally using it for charity.
Perfect.
Why?
Right? Why not?
Why not?
Right?
Why does California got such a stick up its ass?
Well, it's early days, man. Colorado
it's
blew
not
the doors
early
open.
Days.
And they blew the doors open first for. All right, you can just go down to the store and get some, man. You're
right.
Going to have to meet Bill in the alley at 7-Eleven to get
right.
it.
Right, but let's say that now you look at this and you look at Colorado and you go, wow, that's smart.
Yeah, it is smart.
Hey, why don't we do that?
Hey, California!
It doesn't seem that difficult.
No, it really doesn't.
Just auction them off.
We'll be next. We'll be in there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, we should be next.
That would be so awesome.
Because we're embarrassing right now. It's time for People Are Dumb, shall we?
Yeah.
People are dumb. Dum dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This story got sent to me from Raul. Thank you, Raul.
Raul.
A man on a Southwest Airlines flight from Seattle to Phoenix.
I saw this.
He's facing federal charges
uh-huh.
for pulling down his pants and masturbating at least four times.
That doesn't make any sense.
In front
four
of a,
full times?
In front of a female passenger. I will explain to you.
Yes, please.
Because it doesn't make sense. Antonio Sherrod McGarity
ta-da!
Was arrested by officers at Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix afterwards. The incident started early on. It's a three-hour flight from Seattle to Phoenix.
Three-hour flight.
McGarity commenced his indelicate behavior. He was seated in 11F. The female witness was seated in 11E. The complaint states, shortly after takeoff,
mm-hmm.
while the aircraft was in the air, McGarity exposed himself by pulling down his pants and shorts and began masturbating.
Dude, weren't we just talking about this? People going bananas on
yes.
planes?
Like, in what world does that make sense to anyone?
How could you think?
No mention through this whole story of him being drunk
right.
or somehow impaired.
Right.
And he may have been, but there's no mention of it.
Right.
So here's the answer to your question. How does he do it four
right.
times?
Yeah.
When the female seated next to him noticed the lewd behavior, she began taking pictures.
Oh! Wow, okay, not the usual reaction, but...
Right, I wonder if he was like, yeah, get
I'm
this angle.
Guessing so, right? Oh, I'm glad you like it. Look at this. You ever seen anybody do that before?
She began taking pictures of McGarity.
Uh-huh.
And now here's the next sentence, and this will tell you everything you need to know.
Okay.
When he fell asleep...
Fell asleep?
After masturbating for roughly an hour.
Wow. Well, you would. You'd be tired.
The female passenger then told a crew member about what she had witnessed.
She waited an hour until he was done, then asleep, then said.
Yes.
So she did enjoy.
No, I don't think she enjoyed. I think this is one of those where you're really, really afraid to have a
confrontation.
A confrontation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I can't, I don't want to do it. But no. An hour.
1 hour. So,
Phoenix police interviewed the woman who reiterated that she had seen him on four separate occasions during that hour.
Okay. So it wasn't four times. I'm going to say I haven't been able to do that since I was 14.
Using both his left and right hands.
Sure.
She clarified.
Of course. Besides, you know, when you're on a plane, you're always sort of cramped anyway.
Right.
So, you know, your arms are going to go to sleep a little bit. So you probably do have to, you know, change position.
Are you trying to figure out how to make this work?
Then you, yes.
No, no.
No, I mean, no. Well, if women are not going to turn me in right away.
No, I don't think that's the point.
Start taking pictures.
McGarrity advised that he asked the female witness if she minded.
And she's like, of course I did.
If he masturbated.
Right.
This is what the guy told the FBI.
Okay.
According to him, the female witness put her hands in the air and said, it doesn't really matter.
Well, maybe she did.
And I doubt that happened.
No, I kind of do too, but I mean, that's such a weird reaction.
Then McGarrity told the FBI he thought the response was, quote, kind of kinky.
Oh.
And believed the female was comfortable with him masturbating. If I could just speak for all people.
Yes.
No one's thrilled to watch you masturbate in public.
Nope.
Ever?
Nope.
Ever.
No.
Under any circumstances.
No.
Ever.
No. Well, maybe ever.
No. No.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. They did some cool things at the Grammys.
Yeah.
For Foo Fighters.
Not really surprising that that song has sort of fallen out as the tribute of... Sort of
it
a
is,
choice
yeah.
song. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So they did that just before they did the people who passed away this past year.
Right.
And Billie Eilish, when she performed, she had a Taylor Hawkins shirt on.
Very cool. Yeah. There's been some really nice tributes. I just, you know, and of course, the all families asking everybody to sort of leave them alone at this point.
Yeah, of course.
Really low and everything. But,
of course.
You know, so much heartfelt for them, man. And Dave in particular.
Yep.
Damn, agreed. Dude. So.
All right. Try to find a positive story about Ukraine.
Yes, please.
This one has a false start to it.
Okay.
So, seems
right.
great.
Right.
Yeah, false start.
Nope.
Ukrainian mom and daughter find comfort in Ontario after bumpy welcome to Canada.
Ontario, Canada. Okay. Wow, that's a hell of a change.
Alina Nekliadova and her 9-year-old daughter, Sasha, left their family behind, including her husband and her 19-year-old son.
Oh, my God.
Because they're not allowed to leave.
Sure, that's awful.
They have to fight.
Yeah.
While still in Ukraine, they moved from place to place to avoid the war, taking shelter from bombs in a friend's apartment and burned out buildings. And
wow.
Like, it was right down to the end. They traveled in one night through Moldova, Romania, and Bulgaria before ending up in Turkey.
Wow. One night.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Then they caught a flight to Canada, and she had prepaid $2,000 to arrange for a place to stay in Canada.
Okay.
In Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
So they flew to Canada and they showed up, and the package deal included pickup at the Toronto airport and a bunch of different stuff, and that person didn't show.
Oh, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Like, they haven't
right?
gone through enough.
I mean, I cannot fathom the exhaustion of this poor mom at that point. Wow.
With nowhere to go, the mom made a frantic post on the Facebook page, Canada hosts Ukraine.
Where are you?
And saying, hey, I arranged this and nobody's here, and if anybody can help. She said dozens of people responded to her message, including a guy named Sergey in Cambridge, Ontario. Sergey found the post while scanning various Facebook groups just because he wanted to learn how he could help the refugee effort.
I mean, he found a way and stepped right up then, huh?
He speaks Russian
and
has relatives in Ukraine who have been affected by the war. He went to the airport the next day to pick up the pair. And they have been staying with Sergey and his family of six.
Wow.
Yeah, six family members.
Wow.
So she and her daughter have been staying with them for 2 weeks now.
In a place where someone really speaks the language, probably some of the kids do as well. That's awesome.
He helped her get settled, whether it's driving them to appointments or enrolling Sasha in a school. She says she's excited to get back to school, but she admits she's a little nervous.
I would think.
As everything is new. Right.
Yeah, I mean, especially in Canada, and I'll just say it, they're so damn nice.
Yep.
You know, and imagine how welcoming those kids are going to be.
Yeah,
they clearly know what's going on.
As long as they're not the people that first ripped her off.
Yeah.
She said, I am very happy since connecting with Sergey and his family. They actually started smiling after being here and connecting with people in the community and even with our neighbors.
Wow.
I didn't have hope at all a week ago, but now I do, she said.
Man.
So congrats to Sergey and his family now of eight. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Uncrustables. Let's talk about it.
Uncrustables.
Smucker's Uncrustables.
What exactly is it? You're addicted to them.
I don't know why they're so good, because they because they can't be.
I mean, they're frozen, right?
They're frozen.
Okay.
And then you thaw them out, and it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without crust. It's just like a circular peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it be better a fresh one?
You would think.
Right?
You would think, yes. You would absolutely think.
It's going to be very fattening, I would think. Is that why you're so huge now?
Probably, dude.
Is definitely not huge.
That is probably it.
Not at all.
But it's got to have like a tremendous amount of preservatives and all kinds.
Right? Yeah, sure.
Because it sticks in your, it stays in your freezer forever.
Well, you just can't.
Then you get it out, and it's delectable. It's delicious.
Do you eat way too many.
I want to lick it. Yes,
at a time.
You eat so a ton. Good. Yes.
Oh, really? That's not good. I'm this way with hash browns. I'm insane about hash browns.
Hash browns.
Yeah, you know, you get those little frozen ones. I turn those into sandwiches. That was all I was eating for a while.
What?
Yeah, I put them on sourdough toast and with some mayo and some Gouda cheese and make a sandwich out of it. Two of them at a time.
Yeah.
It's so bad for you, and a ton of salt. And literally, that was all I was eating.
You were putting death on it.
I really was.
And that's all you ate.
I got really sick after a while. I was like,
really?
Yeah,
really surprised.
Yeah. But I'm also, I do this thing with hash browns. There's this place called Uncle Bill's Pancake House in Manhattan Beach. This is where I got it from. You take good hash browns, the best you can get, you fry them up in a mountain of butter for like half an hour.
I'm in.
You put in some garlic, you put in some onion, you put in some cheese, way too much cheese.
Right.
And then when it's all done, you fold it all over with a bunch of sour cream in there. And would live on that.
Well,
like,
of course. You would die on that.
Yes.
Wow.
So I got a thing about hash browns, man.
Man, no kidding.
I live for them. I make the killer hash browns.
What is the food that you love too much?
What's the food a doctor told you to stop eating so damn much of?
What is the food that you just can't understand how it's so goddamn tasty?
And why we can't just eat it forever and ever and ever.
Right.
Yeah. So when did you get started on Crustables?
Which
is a terrible name.
They're Uncrustables because they don't have crust, Sluggo. For God's sakes, man. Get it right. This is my favorite food.
How long have you been in this cycle of death?
I was not aware of the... I mean, I was sort of aware of the Uncrustables on and off until my last job, the last place, probably 5 years ago. We started.
Wow.
They started stocking them in one of the machines, and I would buy them all.
It sounds like a bad Marvel comic, like...
And eat them all.
Offshoot, and the Uncrustables.
It tastes like a fresh peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right.
Which isn't possible.
Right.
But it does.
Right.
It's
so much preservatives in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There has to be.
You'll be... Your corpse will last forever.
Right.
That'll be nice. Yeah,
I'm not sure that's what I want.
What else are you addicted to?
So what...
People.
Oh, people. Okay.
Yeah, you.
I was going to say there is a fast food item that I am obsessed
with. Oh, and when's it coming back?
I don't know. It's a seasonal thing.
It's barbecue.
Uh-huh.
Has some pork in it.
Yep.
It's from a very well-known establishment.
Right.
And
I love it. Couldn't love it more.
I know some
love
people.
Love it too much.
Love it too much.
Love it too much.
Totally.
And I don't know why, but love it too much.
Go bananas for
Need it 24/7. So that's the question. What is the food that you like way more than you should? 818-955-KLOS. It doesn't even make sense to you.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm so hot.
Especially if a doctor told you to stop. That's the best. 818-955-KLOS. I was just talking about Uncrustables and how I like them too much. It's not cool.
I make this incredible hash brown thing that I stole from Uncle Bill's Pancake House in Manhattan Beach. And if you've ever been there and had this hash brown creation, you know you could just live on it until you die.
Everything that's bad for you is in there.
The best.
And
yes.
It tastes great.
Sour cream.
So the question is, what food do you like more than you should?
Hey, Kevin, you were talking about the Uncrustables?
Yes, the greatest food on planet Earth.
You know what? You need to try them. Put them in the freezer, and then eat them from there. They are amazing.
Oh, you mean eat them frozen? Don't even let them thaw?
No, just eat them frozen.
Huh. I'll give it a try.
Huh? You're helping his addiction, sir. You might as well just tie him off.
I'll give it a try. Thank you.
Right.
Frozen. Alrighty. Excellent. That's a good tip.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I'm going to get you killed yet.
Hello?
Yeah, what's the food that you like way too much?
McRib sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting you should bring that up.
Same. I know some people that are way. So do you like line up immediately the first day it's back?
Yes. Oh, you're talking to him?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Howlin' Ray's Hot Chicken. It's there's one located in Chinatown, and I think there's one in Pasadena as well.
Is it a fast food joint or a restaurant or what?
No, it's more of a kind of like a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
You can only order it through Postmates.
Oh.
But it's incredibly addictive.
And it's spicy, I'm guessing, since it's hot chicken or whatever.
There's multiple levels.
All right.
It's sexy. It's hot sexy.
Yeah. Hot sex, there you go.
But you know that you shouldn't be eating so much of it and you just can't stop.
I shouldn't be eating so much of it because it's definitely a little fattening, I think.
I right.
Like all, my hash browns with cheese and sour
tasty
cream.
All foods yeah, exactly. are bad for you.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. Talking about foods you like way too much.
Yeah, they're chips made from dried shrimp. You find that at the Asian markets.
Oh. I've never heard of that.
So bad for you, though.
I've never heard. Of course they're bad for you.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
I hate myself so much, and I eat them all the time.
How do they make chips out of shrimp?
I think they dry them up, and then they turn them into a powder, and they, like, those Pringles. They have that Pringle kind of texture to them.
Oh, that
it's
sounds
kind of like
amazing.
A potato chip.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And you can shrimp find them chips. With, like, wasabi flavor.
Oh.
So good.
Oof. All right.
So here, good. Kevin is like asking, you know, hey, I got to maybe stop eating these horrible Uncrustables. But he's writing down everything and calling in. He's going to go buy it all.
People are calling for tips.
Oh, you got to try these. They're delicious.
It's our health food segment.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
What food do you love way too much? What food do you like way more than you should?
Oh, it's got to be toast with butter and jelly and then cheese on top of that.
Wow, cheese with jelly. Really?
Jelly and cheese.
You have to try it.
What kind of cheese? I love all cheese.
You know, cheddar cheese, Munster cheese.
Mm. I mean, I don't have to try it, but I think I will.
No, I would try that. Now I think I'd get addicted to it, yeah. And so you eat way too much of that, huh?
Absolutely. It's a good dessert after dinner.
Yeah, that can't. The doctor.
No, that's a good dinner. And then you have ice cream.
Doctors out there got to be shaking their head going, oh, man. Damn it. Why do
if
I bother?
If anybody's listening to us for advice on how to eat, they got problems.
You're doomed.
Thank you.
Thanks
for calling,
man.
KLOS, hello.
Buffalo wings. I always have to eat buffalo wings.
I love buffalo wings.
How many can you eat in one sitting?
Oh, my God. I could keep them coming.
Really? You're a bottomless pit? You could just keep eating them?
Yeah. I may take, like, a little break, but then I'll continue again.
Have you ever shocked anybody at your table with how many you are able to eat at one sitting?
No, but I've argued with my boyfriend for eating, like, the last wing.
Oh, that's unforgivable.
He better be giving it to you.
Right?
What that's the hell?
Unforgivable for him to eat it. You are correct in that one.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, you want to know what kind of food that I love too much?
Yeah.
Shrimp tacos at Tres Hermanos. Oh, my God.
Oh, shrimp tacos are great.
That does sound good.
Shrimp tacos are the best.
Yeah.
There are a couple things that I literally shovel into my mouth. It's really awful, and I could see doing that with those. Absolutely.
I need those now.
Shrimp tacos. They got shrimp. Some places they got jumbo shrimp in there. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey there. What's the food that you love way more than you should?
Oh, French fries. Oh.
Woo! French fries.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Which French fries?
From where?
Which French?
McDonald's, In-N-Out, any French fries.
They're very different for me. See, McDonald's and In-N-Out are different French fries.
Extremely different, and I love them both completely.
Yeah, agreed. But they're very different.
You start putting cheese on them and some bacon bits, and you're really good to go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling.
You know, honestly, I think that just all goes to prove that she loves French fries so much. Doesn't matter what kind they are.
Right?
All are wonderful.
818-955-KLOS. What food do you love too much? We're talking about what food you like more than you should. It seems like these guys are working on homework.
Yeah, I don't think they realize that we've picked up the phone. They're kind of they're talking amongst themselves.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Hey.
A particular tendency, trend, or inclination, feeling, or opinion. One that is preconceived.
Right.
Right.
Or unreasoned.
Or filthy. Hey, let's put those guys on hold and see if anybody's calling about the food thing. Hello, Kayla.
Hi. Orange juice with mushrooms.
What with mushrooms?
Orange juice with mushrooms?
Yes. You know?
You mean like psychedelic mushrooms?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Way too much.
Oh, all right.
Being very unhealthy.
Because the juice brings everything back, just like you see with
vitamin C does.
Yeah.
Gets it going. And it's healthy, though.
Listen, it's healthier than everything else we've talked about.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's a different bad.
Plus, you have a little bit of fun.
It's a different bad.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Hey, let's go back to that guy that was doing his homework.
Yes, please.
A particular tendency, trend, inclination, feeling, or opinion.
You right. can't believe anything that's written, though, because, you know, reading's for losers.
So bias means you are not looking at it neutrally. You're looking at it from a one kind of like a one-sided perspective.
Yeah!
All right, back to the food calls.
Hello, KLOS.
Yes, hello. How you doing there?
Good, Wunderbar. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about great places to eat. Well, I got one.
We're talking about
down
food
here in the Chino area.
Okay, go ahead.
It's called Flo's.
Flo's.
It's a good old mom and pop country. Biscuits and gravy.
I love biscuits and gravy. Love it. But you know, we're not talking about restaurants necessarily.
No, we're talking about food that you love too much.
But let's see if they're still doing homework on that other line. Hello, hello, hello.
That's what it says here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just?
Right.
Why don't you just put him on the phone?
Yeah, we'll just talk to that guy. He sounds more...
All right, they're still busy doing homework. Let's take another food call.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi there, how you doing?
Good,
thank you.
Hey, yeah, Pasty Kitchen in Los Alamitos.
It's become all about restaurants now.
You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. How did this turn into restaurant stuff? That's not what we're talking about. Hey, do you think they're still doing homework?
Yeah.
One that is preconceived.
Right.
Right.
Or dirty.
Or unreasoned.
Or filthy. Don't do homework anymore. Homework is for losers. Only because I've taken too many of them over the last few months. Oh, hi.
Huh?
Just what? What were we talking about?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
She knows what I'm talking about. They're at home. Which ones I've been taking. What? Never mind. Sorry.
You all right?
Yes. No, I'm fine. I'm good. How are you today?
Look here.
Yes. Oh,
look.
Right. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you're that Kevin guy.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Oh, this is what we're doing. Okay.
Let's talk about weed-themed license plates.
Yes,
and
please.
Why California's not doing this yet.
Come on, California.
Now, of course, the DMV sort of clamps down to make sure that you can't get your creative personalized license plates through.
Something naughty, something offensive, something about drugs.
Right. A lot of people have gotten stuff through, though.
Which is always amazing.
And I think we would like to take calls from people who tried to get something through and had it rejected.
Oh, yeah.
To get a personalized license plate.
Yeah.
And they said no.
Yeah. What were your exact lettering? What were you trying to do?
But in Colorado, they are actually auctioning off weed-related personalized license plates. So you could actually have a license plate that only says 420.
I love Colorado.
Right. and they're using the profits for people with disabilities.
Oh, really? So
So it's a win-win.
Yeah. So what are some of the plates that are there?
420, THC, MRY, Jane, Mary Jane, hash. Edible, toker.
I want that one.
Blunt.
How much is that one going for right now? Are they?
I don't think the auction is happening quite yet.
But so they're taking all the money that they raise from this because people are clearly going to kick in cash for the amazing plates.
And they're going to auction them, which means that they're going to raise a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because who wouldn't want weed as their license plate?
Right? Especially if you're a fan.
Or got hemp.
Got hemp.
Or bong water.
Bong water.
Or wax. Or there's so many of dabbing. CO2 grower. So
have you tried any of these? Maybe you've tried some of these exact ones and California said no, but Colorado is going to say yes. And then what are they doing with the money?
They're giving it to people with disabilities, which is a great idea.
That isn't amazing.
Let's step up, California,
fantastic.
For God's sakes.
Yeah.
It makes sense on both levels. Everything about that is good.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that can't be a nationwide thing.
818-955-KLOS if you've been rejected. If you don't have just a license. Like
personalized?
Yeah.
I never tried that.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I find them a little obnoxious, like mom's BMW. Okay, do we need that?
The worst are when you take a long time, you're in traffic, you're bored, and you figure it out, and you're like,
it wasn't worth it.
No.
Yep, it's never worth it.
Every once
Almost
in a
ever.
Blue moon, yeah. I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny.
No, but if you were going to have a personalized license plate, you would make it funny for people behind you.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Yeah.
But apparently that's...
Yeah.
But I'm sure people have tried. They've tried to get a personalized license plate, and the DMV said...
Caught it.
No. That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. We were talking about license plates that you had rejected. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you about the best license plate I ever saw.
Yes, please.
It was UPAUAS, and the outline of it says up yours, and we figured out it was up a U-ass.
That is fantastic.
How about you ask?
That's somebody who snuck
that
through.
Great?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
And I love it. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
My name is actually Mary Jane.
Oh.
And they wouldn't allow it, would they?
Well, this was in Illinois.
Right.
But no, it has my name on my driver's license, but I couldn't have it on my license plate.
That is absurd.
Right. Well, I can smoke that. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I made an application for a Burn X license plate. It was a reference to Burning Man. I've been going for a lot of years.
B-U-R-N-X?
Yes.
And they wouldn't let you do it?
Why did they reject it?
They would not let me do it.
Why?
Yeah, so I had to. After 6 months, I had to write a letter because I wanted the plate, and they thought I was going to burn my ex-wife.
Wow.
That's them projecting, yeah, so, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got the plate eventually when I explained it was a festival reference.
Wow, but a Burning Man reference. That's got to be a little...
I would assume that the people at the DMV did not know about Burning Man.
Yeah, you're right. But they certainly know about offing their exes.
Yes, they do.
Right on, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi.
Or either or, Sluggo.
Hello!
So I had a really sweet 1959 XK150 Jaguar right out of high school in the early 70s.
Right.
And it was what you would call a chick magnet or a something P-Wagon.
Right.
Anyway.
We got you.
It was when they started this program with custom license plates. Now, my last name, I shouldn't probably say it on the air, Steel. So I wanted a license plate, Steel Eel. You know what the eel was, of course? Like a snake, you know, trouser trout?
Gotcha.
They wouldn't do it.
They turned you
down.
Steel eel. That's actually beautiful. I love that, really. And they wouldn't let that fly. I think that's good. I like it.
Did you go back to him with
would
just,
not pass.
Just boner? Just go back to him with that?
Hard on.
Later, guys.
Right on,
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Colorado is selling weed-themed personalized license plates.
Wow.
Giving the money to people with disabilities. Perfect idea. Get it together, California. We talked about food you like too much, and the winner was a woman who called in with psychedelic mushrooms with an orange juice chaser. It was lovely.
She's going to have a good melting evening tonight.
And in People Are Dumb, a guy on a three-hour flight masturbated for one full hour before falling asleep. And after that hour, the woman who witnessed it got up and finally told the flight attendants,
I do not ever want a seat in that chair. Whatever that chair was, seat was, didn't it say?
It's a seat. Just they don't, you don't fly on chairs.
Yeah, I don't want to sit in that seat. Please. What seat number was that again?
I can't help you with that. It actually was 11E.
Oh, well, there you go.
How do I know that? That's actually true. Yeah, it was me.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow.
Do you by any chance remember watching the Elvis Presley special Aloha from Hawaii on this day in rock in 1973? It had been recorded 3 months earlier and ran on NBC on this day in rock in 1973 to huge ratings. The Styx album, Paradise Theater, got to number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1981.